Joined with Bruce McKeeman. Bruce, tell us the latest what's going on with Summit to Sea.
Well, Summit to Sea is just enjoying an incredible growth. The good news is that more and more people are getting chambers for their homes, which is just incredible news, because that means more and more people are building their bodies, getting healthy, getting rid of toxins, inflammation. I'm just thrilled.
Yeah, I had an interesting consult this morning. I had a gentleman that had gone through a number of alternative care, and part of the problem is when people just try to do it on their own, I call them Google geniuses. They Google, they go to lower-level naturopaths or MDs that have just started in functional medicine, and this guy has done everything. He's done stem cell transplants to his shoulder. He's done taken shelfuls of supplements. And his pathway will be this. He's got terrible degeneration of his shoulders. He needs to have a minor surgical repair there. It's not a major one. But what he does need is he needs, number one, our supplements, which are very unique. Number two, he may need peptides we use from the Russian Academy, which I have access to in Europe. And number three, he needs mild hyperbaric oxygen. If he's going to heal more, it releases your stem cells and oxygenates the tissue, so you get maximum healing. You heal faster, better, and more completely when you use mild hyperbaric oxygen along with the other therapies. Even if you do a stem cell transplant, let's say it's a Centeno Clinic in Grand Cayman Islands, you have to prepare the ground and you have to proper water it. And that water, in a sense, is oxygen. If you don't water the seeds, they're not going to grow and they're not going to take. So, let's talk about from head to toe. We have people with chemo brain. They've had chemotherapy or they've had a traumatic brain injury or a subdural hematoma. I recently talked to a gentleman who I had one last year, and I tried to convince him, this is something you must do. It's not unlike maybe you should think about it, is take our supplements and also take mild hyperbaric oxygen to recover from the post-traumatic injury. Because after a number of months, the increase in inflammation of the brain, called the microglia, will generate more free radicals and cause neurodegeneration. Neurofibrillar tangles, S100 protein, etc. Levels of peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical will cause nerve cell dropout. Next, we go down to the body. Let's say glands like thyroid gland, adrenal glands, male and female hormones. Your hormone levels come back when you start using mild hyperbaric. If you're diabetic and you get inflamed joints, the cytokine levels of nitric oxide radical in your joints will reduce if you take mild hyperbaric oxygen along with our supplements. So they work synergistically. I don't think of a condition, whether it's autoimmune disease or even cancer. For example, when people are undergoing our advanced nutraceuticals for cancer, and if they're doing, say, gene-based cancer treatment, they always do better, faster, and more completely, or more likely to have a remission if they're using mild hyperbaric oxygen. So I think it's, in a sense, obscene that people are getting treatment for burns, trauma, cancer, or any major traumatic or, terrible condition without mild hyperbaric oxygen, because they're always going to heal faster, better, and more completely. Every burn unit should be mild hyperbaric. Every trauma unit should be mild hyperbaric. Every post-traumatic injury should be treated in a hyperbaric surgical suite. This just makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And, your body needs oxygen. Water,
right.
Oxygen. You can go without food for 60 days, but not water and oxygen.
Right. Now, the problem is people say, well, they didn't die. Well, it's not the 98 men in your army that are healthy. It's the two men in your army that are unhealthy and can't even digest their food. Now, if you can make them healthy enough, then those cells within your liver, your kidney, your brain, your heart, you'll resurrect them so they can start pulling in the nutrients and regenerating. But if you don't, those senescent cells, those senescent mitochondria, generate damage and free radicals and decrease organ function. And the sine qua non of aging is that you don't get rid of old damaged cells and old damaged mitochondria. That process of mitophagy and apoptosis increases dramatically with oxygen. Your body starts to get rid of old damaged cells and tissues and regenerates the tissue. And we can combine it with other technologies like lumen photon, micropulse, and other technologies we're working on, like we called morphogenic field therapy, which I've been working on for now a third of a century, and we have our first machine that I didn't manufacture, but I may modify it and manufacture it. It's called a Dynatens. And what I think people should understand is that hyperbaric oxygen is not really optional. If you're not doing it, why? You know, when I see somebody who's really sick, or someone who even want to be in optimal health, let's say you're an elite athlete and you need to get that extra 2 to 5% function, you're a runner, you're an NBA basketball player, you're a mixed martial artist, you're going to get increased performance and increased recovery and better healing after you get injuries at whatever sport you do if you use mild hyperbaric oxygen, right? So in a sense, it's oxygen doping, right?
Yes, it is. And it is, again, recreating. Everything you mentioned was in pre-flood Earth.
Right. Pre-flood Earth was 2 atmospheres, 35% oxygen at sea level. And right now, the average population doesn't realize that we're at 1 atmosphere now. You're equivalent to, I think, 5,000, 6,000 feet elevation. It's like Mile High City.
Yes.
Yeah. That's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And, you know, it worked back then. It doesn't work now because we lost our pressure.
Right.
So we have to stimulate.
The other thing is, the oxygen gets to parts of tissues that are not perfused with the microcirculation, and it gets beyond the length of the long arm of the hemoglobin dissociation curve. So if your microcirculation is already impaired, let's say you're diabetic or have vascular illness, or microperfusion problems, you're not going to perfuse your brain, your heart, your kidneys, your other organs. You can't either detoxify it or provide the nutrients and oxygen to heal it or support the stem cells to regenerate those organs, because no one's older than a 7-year-old. And I've said this many times, a 7-year-old, and the reason why I use that analogy is other than a few brain cells, every cell in your body is replaced within 7 years. Interesting, hey?
Yes, it is.
You're simply a clone of yourself from 7 years ago, in other words.
But only if you have the oxygen for them to reproduce correctly.
Right, and that's why when we look at technology that's going to reach us to what's called zero senescence, that combination of technology will have to include mild hyperbaric oxygen, whether it's hyperbaric homes, spas, hospital clinics, surgical rooms, even hyperbaric helicopters for transporting people to emergency, because when you go to high elevations and you're already hypoxic, or parts of your organ are hypoxic, you're not going to get better. For example, if you're in a cardiac unit, and you've had a blocked artery, and they didn't give you the clot-busting drug, the first thing that happens when they reperfuse is you get a massive surge of free radicals that can cause you to have a heart attack and die. And I had a recent consult where that exactly happened, where the person wasn't buffered enough, and they reperfused the area, and, of course, the surge of free radicals. Well, you can buffer that tremendously if you have a mild hyperbaric. So if that woman was even just in a regular bed, but it was at 1.3 atmospheres with augmented oxygen to, say, 27%, she would have done much better and had much less heart muscle damage on a cardiac scan than or transesophageal echogram than if she was just sitting at room air. Even if she's getting nasal oxygen, it's not going to be the same as hyperbaric oxygen, right?
No, it isn't, because the hemoglobin can only absorb so much. You need that pressure to dissolve the oxygen into the body fluids.
Right. Now, if we go down through the body and look at the heart, we have many people with heart failure that consult us, and congestive heart failure is increasing 400% four times faster than every other form of heart illness. In other words, if you have a heart attack or stroke or deep vein thrombosis, congestive heart failure is increasing four times faster than any other heart problem. And there's three major reasons for that. Firstly, we have a lot of endocrine and mitochondrial disruptors that damage mitochondria, including radiotoxins from Fukushima. Number two, we have a lot of genetically modified foods and mineral-depleted soil, so the person doesn't have the antioxidants to protect their mitochondria in their heart, because two-thirds of the dry weight of your heart and your blood vessel wall, your media, is mitochondria, believe it or not, two-thirds to three-quarters. And then the third reason why people are getting into trouble is they have they have a lot of deficiencies in the face of that can support their normal cellular function. And 2/3 of the population, like 69% according to UCLA, are pre-diabetic or diabetic. And those people, basically, they're going to have damaged mitochondria that they can't get rid of. It's called decreased mitophagy. They're going to have decreased autophagy of cells that should be removed and replaced. They're going to have increased cytokine levels in their tissues, their blood, and their joints, and their brain. And the reason why they're not getting better is because they have accelerated aging called prediabetes or diabetes. That's what diabetes is, accelerated aging. When we start giving mild hyperbaric oxygen, we reverse that dramatically. So if someone's getting peripheral neuropathy, we put them on our protocol and we recommend you strongly should get a hyperbaric chamber. If somebody's got a blocked artery and they don't want to do a Dacron graft or stenting or a bypass, we tell them immediately to get on our anticoagulants like natokinase, cardiovasc, etc. And over 6 months, if they're using mild hyperbaric oxygen and, say, vibrational exercise, which is non-traumatic and not likely to cause a heart attack, they will start to clear those plaques, because once you have enough oxygen, you don't end up with oxidized fatty acids and cholesterol, and you won't form new plaque, and you'll get rid of the old plaque. So, in other words, it's like a universal thing. It's like, no matter what your health condition, you're going to heal faster, better, and prevent illness if you use hyperbaric oxygen. I mean, after the show today, I'll be getting in the chamber for at least an hour or so, answering people's emails and consults. And it's essential. I mean, I tell people, once you get one of these, you're never going to give it up. It's amazing.
No, I get in it every day.
Now, we have them for pets, too, by the way. And you have a pet chamber set up as well. If you're worried about your Fido or your kitty cats or other animals, and I think one of the first chambers was made actually back in Britain years ago, I think over 100 years ago, was actually for horses, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, and it didn't go to the higher pressures back then because they didn't have the technology. But with the pet chambers, you can help your pet. You can get in there with your pet because our large one is 46 inches by 7 foot long, and you don't need a prescription because the FDA does not have guidance for animal devices.
Isn't that interesting? So you can get a pet chamber that's big enough for you and your pet.
Yeah.
So maybe you should call your pet your pet by whatever name is. Let's say mine is Max. We'll call him Dr. Max, and he's taking care of you. Yeah, people need to take back their health care of themselves. If they submit themselves to allopathic medicine alone or chiropractic alone or naturopathy where they're just getting a few herbals, and they don't understand the complexity of how this stimulates stem cells, turns off inflammation, literally reverses a lot of the illness that's present in the body from decreased cellular communication, hyperbaric oxygen is pretty miraculous. Again, I call it a silver, not a silver bullet, but I call it a silver orchestra. Whereas you combine hyperbaric oxygen with our nutraceuticals and our peptides and other biomodulators of aging, you can dramatically change the whole trajectory of your health. You don't need to suffer and die. You don't need to deteriorate to the point where you're, I call it extending your death span, not your lifespan. I coined this term to say, you live to be 30 and you take 40 years to die at 70. You don't want that.
Yeah, that's interesting, but true.
Yeah. And what's happening is I see in our society the death span expanding, the lifespan not significantly changing, but the death span's expanding and the lifespan is contracting. You're seeing people literally becoming old people in their younger years. Just like we see Modi or mature onset diabetes of the young. We never saw it in the teens and early 20s years ago, type 2 diabetes. We see it now. We didn't see a lot of the physical diseases we used to see in adults in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. We see it now in teenagers. We see autoimmune diseases. We see all kinds of weird things that are happening. That means basically the human, we call viable lifespan, is contracting. They may still live as many years, but they're living there miserably.
Yes. You cannot depend on your foods anymore to provide your nutrients.
And you can't, and you also can't depend on your allopathic doctor to do anything more than to poison you into the next symptom category so they can treat that as well. They will chase you. As they say, I think they get a bonus off of embalming fluid for your embalming your carcass after you die if they give you enough polypharmacy.
Crazy.
It is
absolutely
crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, and I talk to people every day that have gone, and even health professionals, doctors, nurses, and health techs, and people that are researching, that have completely rejected the health system. They know that it's dangerous. Because just saying, well, doc, I have this symptom. Oh, we'll give you a pill, man. This will take care of that. I'm thinking, not. You know, like if you got arthritis, maybe your cytokine levels are high in your joints because you're pre-diabetic and you have high blood insulin, high cytokine, and nitro proxy radical in your joint fluid. I did rheumatology research. You can draw the fluid off, see the cytokines in the joint, see the fibrillated cartilage, see the activated lymphocytes, and see the high levels of nitro peroxy and radical along with IFN gamma, TNF alpha, etc. I mean, this is a no-brainer. We now know exactly what causes these things, and one of the chief things that turns it off is just plain oxygen, but you have to dissolve it in the tissues with Henry's Law to have that effect. Bruce, tell us about the how they contact us. If they go through NutraMedical and they go to the right-hand side to NutraMedical Associates, you'll see a symbol down there that talks about mild hyperbaric chambers. And it's to me, this is one of the most important things people should understand is how mild hyperbarics will totally change your life. We have a little, it looks like a little mountain. You call it Summit to Sea. It shows a blue area, yeah. And mild hyperbaric chambers, 1.3 atmospheres, and you hit that little highlighted area below the text, and it'll take them directly to your site so they know that they're referred by us. And you'll get taken care of by Bruce really well. I mean, if you need to ask me whether it'll help your specific health condition or your relatives, and what you'll find as you start using this, everybody will want to get in the chamber. Yourself, your mother, your cousin, they realize that, hey, I got a sore, this and that. I have trying to recover from my surgery, and I'm not recovering very fast. Or let's say they had chemo, and they now have peripheral neuropathy or heart failure, or we call chemo brain, where the brain doesn't think straight because it's been poisoned with chemotherapy. Hyperbaric oxygen is one of the main things to reverse that. Interesting, hey, along with your nutraceuticals.
And it's allowing you to give back. Not only are you helping yourself, you're helping others, which gives you such a great feeling.
Yeah, and if you have a big enough chamber, you can take your pet in, so your pet will be around more months and years to for enjoyment. Remember, they're part of your family. So if you want your pet to live longer, you know, Spock, live long and prosper, I'm sure he should be. We should have a picture of him doing that sign and pronouncing that inside a hyperbaric chamber. In terms of development, you have the brightest chambers, the coolest chambers, because you have technology nobody else has. You have the most ergonomic chambers to get in and out of, including the one to even get a gurney stretcher. You have the tallest vertical grand dive and vertical grand dive plus. You've got a lot of firsts. I mean, tell some of the latest development. You have now a new wireless system for audio inside the chamber. Instead of wires hanging inside, you have a wireless Wi-Fi audio system, and the sidewalls become speakers. Tell us about that.
Yes, we had the original Exciter speakers, which vibrated the wall of the chamber, but it had to be wired. There were batteries that needed to be changed, so we found a rechargeable, they call it the music bomb, that just clips onto the side of the chamber inside. You don't have any password or anything to pair your phone. You just go in and it says ready to pair. You click on it, you start playing your music, and if you actually get a phone call, you can answer your phone, it'll shut the music off, and you can talk through the device, and you can hear the call crystal clear inside the chamber.
Wow,
so
wow.
Very neat, neat invention that I found and incorporated it into our chambers.
That's amazing. That's amazing. You spoil people so much with your technology. What's on the... what's coming down the pike? Any thing you want to announce?
No, not at this time. We do have some things we're going to launch this summer.
Uh-huh.
And as it gets closer, I will let your audience know.
Yeah, now, so you have the best and largest chambers, the vertical chambers, pet chambers. By the way, if you want to grow veggies, I think the smaller pet chambers in your window would probably be one of the best ways to grow veggies, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah, they would be huge.
Yeah, if you have a little bit of carbon dioxide released in there, if it bled into the compressor, at the same time, 1,000 parts or higher, hyperbaric oxygen, you'll grow amazing food very, very fast, especially with our MG12 oil. So, Bruce, stay right there. I'll give you a time here for the next visit. Let's see. We have, let me give you the times available. We have... we have Wednesday at 1:30 Central Time,
and that's good. That'll work.
Wednesday at 1:30. Did you say you were sending me off one of those special wireless radio systems?
I'm waiting to get the... I'm working with them to have our logo put on them.
Oh, yeah, you got to get them logo, yeah.
Yeah. Great. So I think I have an order of just the plain ones coming in. I can shoot you one of those. You don't need the logo.
No, I don't need the logo. Yeah, you just send off the plane. That's good. Excellent. Great. I really look forward to trying it out. But with regular shows, by the way, one of the things I want to do is I want to do some more videos because now we have all of our shows on every RSS feed for every podcast on the planet. And we're soon going to have that for all of our videos as well. We have Vimeo now, a pro channel. And we're going to have it on YouTube and every other video channel on the planet as well. So it means it forwards it with all the tags, so they're searchable anywhere in the world with all the tags explaining it. So I'm learning all this technology from my buddies in New York, from Jim Guercy and Mauricio in New York. They're techies.
And, great.
And I'm a quick learner, so I am becoming an expert on these things. It's helping. We're actually making a video to explain it a little ebook to explain how to get rev up things for high tech. Because it's important to get the message out, but you got to get it on people's phones and TVs. All of our videos, by the way, are playable on your television now.
Good, good.
Pretty cool, hey?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Roku and Amazon TV and everything. Great.
Excellent.
Well, we'll see you next Wednesday at 1:30. It's a good time, hey?
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll see you then. Take care.
Bye-bye now.
Okay. Yep. We are now on air. Do we have Karen from Mountain Red Velvet? Well, we're going to be joined with Karen Kilgore on Mountain Red Velvet. And I'd like to explain what we're doing with Mountain Red Velvet. It's the best, highest quality velvet. I've had a few people lately call me about this product called Royal Velvet, and I have to show some significant amount of technically accurate disrespect for it. You do not take IGF-1, whether it's from deer blood or other forms. You do not extract it from all the other supplements because IGF-1 given alone actually it can be risky. There's some research that suggests it may actually stimulate tumor growth. So it's not the miraculous thing by itself. What you want is all six growth factors, 296 biomolecules, and a balanced blend that will actually regenerate any tissue of any mammal. Mountain Red Velvet is the highest quality, low-temperature processed form of this in the world. It's the top grade. That's why it's, you see the top grade in Australia, where the doctors are actually all trained to do functional medicine to some extent, where they, once they get a nationally approved supplement like Mountain Red Velvet, they'll use that first before they use non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for arthritis or regenerating joints. So it works on any tissue, your hair, skin, nails, your brain, your liver, your heart, your kidneys. Mountain Red Velvet is a standard of support for stem cells. So, do we have any luck with getting Karen? Oh, yeah, okay. They may be having Skype problems. We're having Skype problems. They live in New Zealand, which is where all these wonderful Scottish red deer live. I call it the Sandals Resort for red deer. When you're using Mountain Red Velvet, I like to open the capsules under my tongue twice a day and then take the other capsules orally. So I take two in the morning of Mountain Red Velvet and one twice a day under my tongue because some of the fragile molecules will survive it. We're working on a new capsulation that will deliver the Mountain Red Velvet to the terminal small bowel. We're also working on trying to create a surgical version for surgeons that can, let's say for our military, they can put the granules or sheets into the tissue to regenerate the muscles and tissues and organs. They can also give it intravenously if somebody has a bad burn or trauma, and that way they can start regenerating from the inside out because these will actually act as an interface for the biophotons and the regenerated building blocks to rebuild any tissue or organ that's been damaged in a trauma, a burn, an accident. So this is the best material, in fact, to use for a template for 3D printing of organs, and if we could 3D print in a surgical version of the Mountain Red Velvet, the organs would regenerate much more effectively. So you build a collagen backbone with the Mountain Red Velvet as a, if you want to call it, a coating, and then the tissues will interface with that and acts as a biophoton transducer to the cells and DNA to actually regenerate organs and tissues. So Dr. Deagle's working on lots of projects on the side. And do we have any luck with getting Karen? Okay, good. Let me go over some of the other details of Mountain Red Velvet so you get an idea just how remarkable this product is. When we when we started using Mountain Red Velvet many years ago, the first thing we noticed is that people found their joints didn't hurt. The second thing we found is their brain woke up, and if they had circulatory problems, blood pressure dropped. We noticed that their microcirculation and nerves started to regenerate. So we use it, whether it's peripheral neuropathy, microcirculation, diabetic, skin changes, recovery from autoimmune disease and cancer, literally recovery from any illness. Mountain Red Velvet is a major factor for doing that. I use it in conjunction with Myco-D2, with our MicroPulse, microdose, which is actual growth hormone, 100 nanograms in a homeopathic dosage to release your own growth hormone, Supernox to help release nitric oxide that releases growth hormone, and other technologies to activate your stem cells. Mountain Red Velvet is probably one of the most important anti-aging supplements we have, along with our Nutriodine that resurrects your mitochondria. You need the building blocks to regenerate any tissue. So when you have Mountain Red Velvet, the first thing that I noticed that people were taking it, they were saying that no matter what their trauma, let's say they've had spinal arthritis. In fact, I think Karen's father had spondylosis of his spine. I think it was an ankylosing spondylosis, which means an inflammatory type. And he was tending there, dear. He started taking it within a matter of months. His ankylosing spondylitis stopped. We see this often with people with osteoarthritis, inflammatory arthritis like rheumatoid, in conjunction with their anti-inflammatories like Cell Defense Plus and the use of Inflamax. And what the Mountain Red Velvet does is it helps to modulate all of the building blocks to regenerate any tissue or organ. So if you've got somebody with chronic liver, the liver will regenerate if you supply the nutrients and the building blocks. Phospholipids like Omega Supreme, Krill and Omega Supreme. Nutrients like our Vitamineral Max, Minerals Plus for all the minerals. And then Mountain Red Velvet, and your tissues will regenerate. The Myco-D2, of course, is a mushroom-based ergothionine that works along with Mountain Red Velvet. And what I find when I take it is that everything goes smoother. Recovery goes smoother. The joints where it's like they've been lubed. One of the first things that people tell us is that if they had any kind of inflammation of their joints, the inflammation starts to gradually go away and the tissues start to loosen up. Now, you do not want to take non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. The doctors that do this or the patients that do it to themselves are really doing it a disservice because it dries out your joint, it causes eburnation or bone-on-bone, it increases the degeneration of cartilage, and it actually blocks collagen generation in your bones, muscles, and tissues. So it increases the risk of a, say, ligament rupture or other, you know, dry changes will change the tensile strength of your ligaments and tendons. And 42% of the dry weight of your bone is collagen. So I can hear the bumper, and we will be back in just a moment with the next segment, and hopefully we'll track down Karen.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time. So you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range. A perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
I get interesting consults every day, and I consult with doctors and patients all over the world. People say, how do you do all this stuff? I said, I'm driven, man. I'm a man with a mission, and I've been doing this for a very long time. So if you come to me, even if you're a so-called expert in stem cells or regeneration or functional medicine, I'm the professor that teaches the other guys. And I'm teaching doctors from all the way from Santiago, Chile, to South Africa, to Malaysia. And patients everywhere. In fact, a lot of time patients have had a long line of going to alternative doctors, and they're not getting anywhere because their doctors are basically at an entry level, or they're just flogging one particular aspect, like sticking stem cells everywhere, even from somebody's bone marrow, but it's not working. And I want to explain this. I had a consult this morning. Gentleman ended up with degenerative shoulder problems. Sent me his MRI report, looked at it, said, okay, well, you need to have some repair there, but that's not your main problem because you've got degenerative arthritis. Then I took a bit of his history, and of course, he's going to have increased cytokine levels because he's pre-diabetic and has borderline blood sugar. So his levels of peroxynitrate will be high in his joints. When you have that, you're going to have joints that can go dry really quickly. So you got osteoarthritis is an epiphenomenon of pre-diabetes. Interesting. You don't have to have high blood sugar. You can have high blood insulin and high levels of cytokines in your joints. So it's like when you give stem cells, and there's all kinds of stem cell, what I call fraud out there. Would that be the nice term for it? they'll take baby umbilical cord stem cells. It's the best thing since sliced bread, and then you take it, and it doesn't do much. The reason is you don't prepare the soil, the tissues, with the proper nutrients, pull out the toxins, and supply the building blocks. How the heck do you expect to build a new joint, new cartilage, new liver, new whatever? You can't. And Mountain Red Velvet supplies those building blocks. It also acts as a transducer. Many of those subclasses of biomolecules are not just building blocks. They're what's called biophoton and stem cell transducers that stick in the cell membrane and actually do a secondary message communication with the DNA to actually turn genes on and off to regulate the building of structural proteins and enzymes to make a tissue. And without that transduction factor of those various peptides that are transmembrane transducers, you're not going to rebuild the tissue, which is why they did research at the University of Wisconsin where they take ghost organs like ghost hearts from pigs or sheep. And then what they do is infuse them, say, with human cells, trying to get them to convert to cardiomyocytes to grow a heart. But they only had about a 2% success. Now, the reason is, and I've talked to all my experts on this, including Dr. Ron Klatz, who's the founder of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And the material they use right now at Wake Forest University, Regenerative Medicine, and other places where they're doing 3D organ printing, prints an organ-ish thing. They actually produce things that look like, say, a blood vessel or a bladder, but they can't differentiate into a full-blown organ. They do a really crappy job of it because these materials don't work. But they're FDA-approved, and of course, the FDA I call the fatal drugs allowed. FDA are a bunch of criminals. They're corrupt, and they're stupid. And there's no nice word for it. They are stupid. Stupid doesn't mean that they're not capable of doing right. It's that they don't want to do right. So, you know, they know better, but they're going to do the wrong thing anyway. So when I talked to this gentleman, the first thing I told him is you need to be on our nutrients, including Mountain Red Velvet, Collagen Max, Tendermint Joint Performance, and other things for bone. And especially needs to be on Mountain Red Velvet. And if you don't do that, how do you expect the stem cells to take or even build the tissue?
That's right.
And, you know, it's really important to understand that. Now, he needs his shoulder cleanup. He has a minor tear of one of his ligaments of the rotator cuff. He needs an eburnation of the labrum, which is if the bone gets hypertrophied, it's going to impinge on the rotator cuff, which is five muscles, and ligaments around the rotator cuff of the shoulder. And he's got some minor tears of the long head biceps tendon, which is easy to repair. But the problem is to repair the tissues and the tensile strength, if you don't have collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid, which is why we use things like our Collagen Max, Tendon Mender that epigenetically, Joint Performance, and most importantly, the Mountain Red Velvet.
And I think that's the important thing to note, yeah. The Mountain Red Deer Velvet, it's to heal the body. It's
right.
Not to mask the injury with pain relief.
Yeah, that's really terrible. And the doctors that do this need to be slapped. That'd be the worst thing that would happen to them. They need to be sued, slapped, or, you know, in earlier times, they would be boiled in their own excrement. I am a little extreme at times, but really, it's really disturbing to see people suffer or die prematurely. As I said, what the medical system has done is increase not the lifespan, but the death span. You might live to be, let's say, a century ago, you lived to be 40, and you die at 45, so you have a lifespan of 40 years, and you slowly die over 5 years. Now people live to be 28 or 25, and their death span is to 60 or 70. They're continuing to live longer, but they're in a miserable state before they finally terminate with polypharmacy.
Yes, and that's what we hear when older people take our product. You know, they say, oh, I've stopped creaking, or I can move without aching. So it's a better quality of life. There is no other capsule out there that
right.
has 396 different active ingredients. So that gets all around the body to heal where there's an injury.
Now, I like to break in. There's eight different classes of biomolecules, and I've actually studied them pretty closely. I think a number of these biomolecules actually are not just we call building blocks and hormonal. I'll break them into three categories: building blocks, hormonal, and what I call biophoton transducers. That makes sense, right? Molecules that are building blocks for tissues, molecules that are actually hormonal to actually adhesion molecules, growth factors, etc. And there are six of them. And then finally, what I call biophoton transducers. And people should understand this. The primary biophoton transducer in your body is collagen. The secondary transducer are myelinated and non-myelinated fibers. And it turns out that your primary generator of biophotons to tell your organs what to be and to make a person is actually in the base of your brain. And there may be secondary generators in other parts of the organs of the body, but the primary generator is in your base of your brain. That's why if you take out someone's liver, even if you perfuse it, it stops being a liver within a few days. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
In other words, if you don't keep on telling it's a liver, it stops knowing how to be a liver. That may sound weird. You say, That doesn't make sense. Sure it does. It's a, you have to understand it's the biophoton. So what I'm doing this year, this November, is I'm preparing a lecture and an ebook for the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine at their annual big bash meeting in Las Vegas to all the doctors in the world on the biophoton theory of aging and disease. Now, if my theory proves correct, we will have cracked aging and disease. It will be over.
Wow.
Over. That means all disease, all aging will end, and it may take us 5, 10, 20 years for all the doctors to do the research to accomplish all the different points. But a major part of this, I like to use, I call it a, not a silver bullet, but a silver orchestra. A major part of this will be what we call biophoton transducers, building block molecules, and hormonal molecules that allow the tissues to regenerate. So when somebody says, well, I had a stem cell transplant, I said, did it work? No. Spent a lot of money, though. I'm thinking, yeah, right. Somebody could pay for an extra bigger boat. So you made a doctor rich, man. He got a he went from a regular Mercedes to a Lamborghini. He's patting that Lamborghini. He's saying, man, I know your joints are much better, but man, this drives faster, and it's a thrill. It's a thrill.
And, yeah, and then the patients
suffer. And I, the thing is, I teach doctors, and I say the most important thing, and I learned this a long time ago, is the most wise person in the room isn't the one with all the answers, it's the one with the best questions.
Yes.
And if you keep questioning what you think you knew every day and presume that you are wrong or you don't know it completely, you will move closer and closer to the truth, which is why people say, well, how do you accomplish treatments for hundreds of conditions that other doctors can't do anything about? Whether it's hepatitis C or AIDS or congestive heart failure or organic brain dysfunction or cardiac plaque or blocked peripheral artery or autoimmune disease or cancer, it's because I ask questions of my questions. I think that we are sequentially moving closer and closer, and when I recruit all these doctors by presenting this theory, and I'm going to give benchmarks to measure exactly whether or not it's working and how to test it, not only using biophotonic testing like QRMA and Bioplasm Expert and Clinical, which the Russian Space Agency developed, but functional medicine, genetic, and other tests look at what we call epigenetic medicine. Epigenetic medicine, there's some guy out there talking about this, a dead doctor's don't lie guy. He has no clue about epigenetic medicine. I've been at this for almost, soon it'll be a half a century.
Yeah.
And I was trained in genetics. If anybody thinks that they have this thing scoped, people say, well, who's your professor? I said, it's curiosity is my professor.
Yeah.
Doing tests in labs before there were any commercial labs for doctors doing functional medicine, toxicology, or anything else. I did my first test, for example, on antibodies against Candida albicans in the IgG and IgM and AGA class 36 years ago at the University of San Francisco when there were no commercial labs. Long before Genova Labs was available, Doctors Data, or any of these other functional medicine labs, I was doing testing. I'm the father of the grandfather of the system. Let's put it that way. And the reason is I went into medicine asking questions, and I drove my professors crazy because I asked so many questions, they begged me to say, you need to go into pathology because you know too much, and you're asking questions that are too tough for us clinical doctors because we don't have that incorporated into medicine. I was like, you know, if you can't answer these basic questions, how can you treat patients? And, of course, if you continue to just throw drugs at people or inappropriate surgery, and again, surgery has its place, like this gentleman with the shoulder needed his surgery cleaned up his shoulder, but it's not going to cure his shoulder. His shoulder will only be cured when he uses mountain red velvet and other technologies and our supplements. And then if he needs a stem cell transplant, he needs high enough concentration like Dr. Centeno's clinic, Regenerex in Grand Cayman, because the fatal drugs allow people, won't allow them to multiply somebody's stem cells for 2 weeks and give them back to them, because after 24 hours, the FDA, even if you have a chain of custody and a barcode, they call it a drug. So these idiots at the FDA interfere with the development of reasonable cost medicine that can help people be mobile. Now, there are some people where their spine is so screwed up or their joints so screwed up to just taking mountain red velvet is going to get them some better, but they may need other things.
Yes.
But I'm amazed at how many people with just mountain red velvet and our anti-inflammatories like Inflamex and Cell Defense Plus tend to diminish joint performance, Collagen Max, how they're just, I'd say 95%, they get better over a couple months, and they say, Doc, thanks a lot. And I say, and then they, the funny question they'll say is, I don't need to take this anymore, do I? I said, well, I, you know what I say to them? I said, well, I said, it's like they say, you know, at the end of the marriage ceremony, they say, until death do you die, do you part? You need to not part with these supplements until you die. How's that?
Exactly.
And hopefully it'll be many years hence. In fact, if you take Mountain Red Velvet, you're less likely to get a heart attack, a stroke, or get dementia because you're rebuilding the organs. Because, as they say, nobody's older than a seven-year-old. And if you don't reclone yourself into the future, remember, the you 7 years ago is completely rebuilt. The only thing that remained were a few neurons and we call memories that were passed on from your previous clone version of yourself. You are not you from 7 years ago or even 14 or 21 years ago. That 7 years ago person doesn't exist now. He's been replaced by you because every time you go to sleep, a tiny portion of you is regenerated into the future. 7 years from now, the person you are today doesn't exist. Isn't that interesting?
It is really interesting. And we do hear that a lot from people who have been on our product, and then for some reason their pills run out and they stop, and they go, oh, I'm creaky and achy, and reorder, and there we go.
Duh, you know, it's like, you wonder why? And the other thing is don't stop it early. If you haven't got results in a few days, this is not like taking a steroid shot or taking a nonsteroidal. It's going to take a while for it to work. You may need alters and other things. So if you've got high blood sugar levels and high blood insulin and you have high cytokine levels, you may need to take things like Arinflamax and Cell Defense Plus. You may need to get off the things that are driving your blood insulin, so the acetylene like sugar. You may need to take things like our diabetoline and berberstatin to get your blood sugar and insulin down. Because if they're high, your cytokine levels and free radical levels will be high, and you're going to produce what's called RAGE, or reactive advanced glycosylation end products. They're basically glycosylated sugar because it's the best thing to mop up free radicals. Now, the real issue is most aging disease is a free radical illness.
Yes.
Including in your joints. And if you're diabetic, your levels of free radicals are going to be higher because that's what triggers off with leukotriene B4 from your macrophages. That's what triggers off insulin resistance and diabetes. We now know this. In fact, I'm going to publish my research this year that goes back over a third of a century that proves that I found the cause of diabetes. That's why I went into medicine. And when I first did my research, as I said in the show before, I got persecuted. I walked into the office of Dr. McEwen at the Roncari Diabetic Research Institute at the University of Calgary, and they had the Heritage Trust Fund, so we had no limit of money to spend. And when I threw the data down, it was like it being on the set of The Exorcist. He had such a fit, he started throwing things around, cursing and swearing, and promising to pull my license, especially when he found out the guy that I was working with was the head of pathology. We based our research from Dr. Kraft in the University of Chicago, but we were the first in the world to do this. So when you look at a glycemic chart or you look at hyperinsulinemic diabetes, we were the ones that discovered it, not Dr. Call Raven syndrome from Dr. Ravens at Stanford University. We were, did our work 5 years before him, and he became aware of our research. Five years. So if you're, a smart chicken in the chicken yard of medicine, you're going to get your feathers plucked out and bleed a lot. That's the facts, you know. You may not like it. You may think, well, Dr. Deagle, you're just saying that. You're a radio personality. You know, I'm real. This is not manufactured. When I work 7 days a week to consult with people, I'm driven. That's why I find more answers and more solutions to healthcare problems than most of my colleagues on the planet. You know, bringing in, say, magnesium to the Advanced Cardiac Life Support Protocol, I was one of the main doctors to do that years ago. I found many of the causes of autoimmune disease. In fact, 5 years ago, and I haven't published it yet, autoimmune disease and cancer have the same metabolic basis. And I've talked to my colleagues. None of them have even heard of this before, right?
Yes.
Very few of them know about a thing called reperfusion injury. If you reopen an artery, if you didn't do the clotbuster drugs, if you don't buffer against free radicals. But how do you rebuild heart muscle if somebody's got congestive heart failure? Duh. If you don't have the building blocks, you can't make mitochondria. How do you expect to do that? So we have our monoatomic Tesla-activated iodine. You need Mountain Red Velvet. You need the building blocks to phospholipids with omega supreme krill. Now, if you don't take the things to protect the endothelial lining, and we have all these technologies, but Mountain Red Velvet is a big part of virtually regenerating any tissue, regenerating any organ, and slowing the aging process. And as I say, part of that orchestra of things that, you know, 5, 10, 20 years down the road, when we say finally we put a stake in it, that we no longer have aging or disease, we can use biophoton entrainment machines and hyperbaric spas, and, you know, we put you in a chamber and suspended animation for 3 days and reverse your aging for the last 2 years. That's coming. That's coming. In 5 to 10 to 20 years, people will be spending the majority of their health insurance will be what I call life insurance, where we'll really reverse their life. We'll actually wipe out disease. We'll have to use things like the CRISPR protocol to upgrade their genetics so they don't have the genes that cause disease. And we'll not only put them in chambers to reverse the oxidative stress and the cross-linked proteins and activate their stem cells to regenerate organs and tissues. And guess what? Without the building blocks, including maybe even a surgical version of the Mount Red Velvet, you can't do it. You got to have, if you go to a construction site and you don't have the building blocks, I don't know how you expect to rebuild a fancy, you know, glass-enclosed office tower or factory. You can't. That's why when I hear people say, I'm going to take stem cell therapy, I said, really, and what else are you taking? I don't know, they didn't tell me. I'm thinking, well, why do you expect it to work? It's like spraying seeds onto concrete and expect them to take.
Yes.
Or in gravel, you know. Hey, let's spray all these seeds on the concrete or gravel and see if they'll take by next week. And you come back and, man, we got dried seeds here. They don't look very good. You got to have Mountain Red Velvet or your seeds won't take, your stem cells. As I say, you're only a clone of yourself from 7 years ago, believe it or not. You have memories, but they're passed on.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
So, Karen, you know, and I put this challenge out there, and people say that it's a little bit kind of crazy, but, you know, the crazy people have changed the world. The world has not been advanced by committees. It's all by individuals. Many of them during their lifespan were considered that they were insane. But, in fact, they were visionaries. They saw a possible future, a future where, as I talked about in the first hour with Harley Schlanger, we are going to reach the energy singularity where energy will be considered like air and water. It'll be everywhere. We'll have no difference, no need to have toxic energy generation. Number two, we're going to have life extension where people don't need to physically get older. Within 20 years, that's going to happen. Number three, although we'll have nation states, which I think are important, we'll have things that are closer and closer to approach what we call direct democracy. We see the push with our election cycle here, but it's all over the world the same thing. People want a say in their own future. We also are going to move away from what's called allopathic medicine, where various branches, whether it's chiropractic, naturopathy, whatever, will start to work together. When I was working with a dental dentist working on his dental pathology PhD, Dr. Murray Vimy, back in 1980, I got threatened by the College of Physicians and Surgeons for working in association. I said, what do you mean working in association? I'm offering equations because of a background in advanced chemistry, PhD equivalent. Although I didn't write the thesis, I finished the projects in 5 months by sleeping on the lab floor at 21. And I have a background in nuclear physics, so I offered my help to Murray looking at mercury toxicity. We had a mercury sniff meter and so on. The same way when I did research with other specialists, I was working on surface electromyography with a PhD candidate from the University of Calgary, Stu Donaldson. We made a lot of discoveries. Many of them I have not published, but I am this year going to publish them. They don't want my ideas stolen by knuckleheads who think that they know better than me, and they don't, because my theory of pain is very radical, very different, and it's very verifiable. We have technology I developed with Dr. Jim Hedgecock, who developed and got FDA approval in 1997, and I added electromyography to the technology, which is the first objective way of mapping pain in history, and there is no replacement for it. The fact is that if you provide me a question or a problem in any sphere, in any area on Earth, I will provide you immediately an answer or a framework to find the answer. Now, it may take me inspiring, like Donald Trump is going to inspire thousands of people to collaborate with him with his movement, which me, when I present my lecture on the biophoton theory of aging, and it may take 20 years for thousands of doctors to achieve it, but we will. We will, and one of those components is going to be mountain red velvet. And whether it's just the oral capsule or a new capsule that gets to the terminal ileum to become a micelle to get absorbed and delivered to the target tissues. Or we also have surgical versions that can be given intravenously to someone in a MASH unit in a trauma area of a war zone. Or a burn unit where someone gets sprayed with their surgical version of our mountain red velvet so that it regenerates your tissues very quickly in a hyperbaric burn unit, which I recommend we do. We are going to find solutions. And the problem is you have to think out of the box. I am a strong believer in the Most High God. But most of my belief systems are so advanced, I would probably be burned at the stake in the Middle Ages. I'm also a pariah of the medical profession because every profession defends their particular territory because they think of it as an economy, not as the salvation of mankind. I put man first. I put the biosphere first. I put people first. If we want people living 150 years of age and running races and winning, we want people playing chess and beating their great-great-grandchildren. We want people doing their 12th PhD and having dynastic wealth. They're only going to do it if you have life extension. And the greatest deficiency on our planet is not technology. It's wisdom. And you can't accumulate it if you don't have a healthy body and mind at 100 years plus.
Yes.
And it's only going to happen if we use technology like mountain red velvet and its future iterations and other technologies to achieve zero senescence. And it is coming. Whether people like it or not, or suppress it, it is coming. Thank you, Karen. We'll be back in just
a
moment. Hour number three is coming up. You don't want to miss it with Joel Skousen in World Affairs Brief. You're not going to hear better information anywhere on the planet than here at the Nutra Medical Reporter here on Republic Radio.
Costs are innumerable. Without military funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.